Isaac and Ishmael, chapter 13, Genesis 20. It was still very early in the morning. Everything is wet with dew. It is beginning to get light, but the sun cannot be seen. An old man is walking through the wet grass, and he begins to climb the hills. In the meantime, it is getting lighter, and the sun appears above the horizon. Who is this old man, and where is he going? He is Abraham. The day before, the Lord with two angels had visited him, and he knew that Sodom would be destroyed if less than 10 converted people were living there. His heart is full of anxiety because of Lot, his nephew. Will Lot also perish? He does not know. He didn't sleep much that night, but he did pray. He arose very early in the morning and climbs the hills when everything is still wet with dew. Finally, he reaches the top and looks all around. In the distance, he can see the River Jordan. At other times, he could see the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, but this morning, he could not. He does see a great cloud of smoke which rises slowly upward. Now Abraham was sure that Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, and that God had punished those people for their wickedness. But what has happened to Lot? Did Lot also perish? These were questions to which Abraham could give no answer. But we read in the Bible that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out. Did the Lord leave Abraham completely in doubt about what had happened to Lot? What do you think? No, children, because we read, God remembered Abraham. How the Lord did this, we do not know. We cannot read anywhere in Scripture whether God told Abraham himself or whether Abraham heard it from someone else. Shortly after this, Abraham moved from this place and went toward the south country into the land of the Philistines. Here he did the same as he did when he went to Egypt. Wherever he went, he told the people that Sarah was his sister. The king of the Philistines, whose name was Abimelech, took Sarah and wanted to marry her. Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, also had done so. Do you still remember this? Oh, Abraham, this is the second time you are not honest. Why do you do this? Alas, boys and girls, Abraham was afraid that they would slay him if they heard that Sarah was his wife. Abraham did not believe at that moment that the Lord would protect him. But the Lord helped him for the second time. Abimelech became sick, and the Lord showed him why he was sick. The Lord told him that he should give Sarah back to Abraham. Abimelech did this, and then the Lord cured him of his sickness. Genesis 21. One day Abraham and Sarah received a son. The Lord had promised this, and now it came to pass. If the Lord promises anything, it will surely come to pass. God never deceives anyone. It did take a long time. Abraham already lived in Canaan for 25 years, and only now the Lord fulfilled his promise. Sarah was glad. Thus the Lord did not forget her. That little child was called Isaac. Abraham also was glad. Hagar and Ishmael were not glad, but they were angry. Why? Well, Hagar understood only too well that all the cows and sheep and all the gold and silver which belonged to Abraham would not be given to Ishmael her son, but it would be for Isaac, the son of Sarah. Now Isaac would receive everything. Hagar never had the least thought that Sarah would yet have a son. Sarah was so old, 90 years old already, and Abraham was 100 years. No, that would never happen. That could not happen. And yet it did happen. Oh, Hagar thought it was a great calamity. Surely Hagar and Ishmael spoke together about it. No doubt Hagar said to Ishmael, "Ishmael, now you will get nothing. Now everything is for your little brother Isaac. It's a pity, isn't it?" Probably Hagar hoped that Isaac would become sick and that Isaac would die. Then everything would still be for Ishmael. But Isaac did not get sick, and Isaac did not die, for the Lord would take care of that. Slowly he grew older. How watchful Sarah was for her young boy. Sarah and Abraham thought a great deal of Isaac, but Hagar and Ishmael had a dislike for him. Ishmael would never play with his little brother, and Hagar would never look in the little bed where Isaac lay sleeping. They both wished that Isaac were never born. That was a wicked and evil thought of Hagar and Ishmael. When Isaac was about 3 years old, Abraham made a great feast in his honor. At this feast, Sarah saw that Ishmael mocked her son. Sarah became very angry with Ishmael. She thought, "Probably he will harm my little boy. Probably Hagar and Ishmael will kill my Isaac." She went to Abraham, her husband, and said, "Abraham, you must send Hagar and Ishmael away. Do not let them live here any longer." Abraham then became very angry with Sarah and said, "No, I will not do that. Ishmael is my child also, just as well as Isaac. I think a great deal of Ishmael, just as much as I do of Isaac. No, Sarah, I shall never do that." No doubt Sarah told him what she saw and the reason why she requested this. But Abraham would not listen to her, and he walked away angrily. That night Abraham could not sleep, but he lay awake thinking about this. Then the Lord came to Abraham and said, "Abraham, you became angry when Sarah said that you must send Hagar and Ishmael away. But she is right, Abraham. You must listen to your wife and do as she says. You must send Hagar and Ishmael away. I will take care of Ishmael, and a great nation shall come forth from him. But with Isaac I will establish my covenant. Isaac is the son of promise, and Ishmael is not." Yes, when the Lord said this, Abraham would not be disobedient. He arose very early in the morning. He took bread and a bottle of water, called Hagar and Ishmael, gave them this bread and water, and sent them away. Hagar and Ishmael went into the wilderness because they were sent away. Perhaps Hagar wept. "But it is your own fault, Hagar. You are the cause of Ishmael's doings. That Ishmael had such a dislike for Isaac is your fault, Hagar. You should have forbidden him, and you never should have spoken so evil about Isaac to your son Ishmael. You should have said, 'Ishmael, you must be nice and pleasant to your brother.' But Hagar did not do this, and now she was sent away as a punishment for her wickedness. Hagar, where are you going now? Where will you sleep tonight? Neither Hagar nor her son Ishmael knew the answers. Ishmael is now 17 years old, and he is walking by the side of his mother. They walked further and further into the lonesome wilderness. Both of them were grieved. They walked for hours, and it was very warm. Continually, Ishmael would ask his mother for some water, and she would give him some. But the water in the bottle soon diminished, and at last it was all gone. "Mother, I am so thirsty. May I have some more water?" Ishmael again asked. "Son, I do not have any water. You must look all around and try to find a well somewhere," Hagar answered. Hagar herself was looking, but no matter how they sought, they could find no water. And it became so hot, so hot. "Mother, I am so terribly thirsty. I am getting such a bad headache," Ishmael complained continually. "Child, I have no more water. You must search thoroughly, and perhaps we shall find some water." But no matter how they hunted, they found no water. Finally, Ishmael said, "Mother, I can't go on anymore. I am so tired. I feel so upset. I feel so sick." Oh, then Hagar no longer knew what to do. She couldn't carry this big, heavy boy. He was entirely too big for that. She saw a few shrubs, so she laid her boy in the shadow of these bushes. She walked a little further and sat down upon the hot sand so that she would not hear the moans of Ishmael. It would not be very long before Ishmael would die of thirst. Hagar began to cry from sorrow and distress, but no one heard her. No one saw her, and no one could help her. No one. Suddenly she heard a voice. "What aileth thee, Hagar? Why do you cry?" "Fear not, Hagar, for I have heard the moans of Ishmael. Ishmael shall not die, but he shall live, and I will make of him a great nation." Who said this? The Lord. Hagar thought that no one saw her, but God did. Then God opened Hagar's eyes so that she saw a well of water close by. How was this possible? Why didn't Hagar see this well sooner? Children, now you must pay attention. There were some wells in the desert which were dug by the shepherds who lived there. If the well was left open, it would soon be filled with the dry desert sand. The wind would violently blow the sand all around. Therefore, they covered these wells with some branches of shrubs or with a stone. But then these branches or this stone would become covered with a thin layer of sand which blew on them, so that anyone who did not know it would not know there was a well there. That was the case here also. Hagar sat next to such a covered and sand-blown well, but she did not know it, and therefore did not see it. But when the Lord opened her eyes, she saw it. She hastily arose, pushed the sand off the stone or took the branches away, and the well was open before her. She quickly filled the bottle with some of that delicious, fresh, and cool water, and hastened to her child to give him a drink. In a short time, Ishmael revived completely. Soon he could walk again. This is how the Lord helped Hagar and Ishmael. They made their home in the wilderness. When their bread was gone, Ishmael went out hunting. He shot birds and hares, which he brought to his mother. She would clean these and then roast them. In this way, they had food. Later, Ishmael married an Egyptian girl. Hagar also had come from Egypt. Ishmael had 12 sons, and these children also had other children. In this way, Ishmael became a great nation. They were the Ishmaelites. That nation still exists. However, they are no longer called Ishmaelites, but Arabs. You have heard of them already, haven't you? Whenever you read this name in the newspaper or in a book, you must think they are the children or descendants of Ishmael, the son of Abraham and Hagar. We do not know when Hagar died or how old she became, but Ishmael was 137 years old when he died.